श्री भगवान उवाच इमं विवस्वते योगं प्रोक्तवान अहमव्ययम् विवस्वान मनवे प्राह मनुर इक्ष्वाकवे ब्रवीत।
The personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, said, I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god, Vivasvan, and Vivasvan instructed it to Manu, the father of mankind, and Manu in turn instructed it to Ikshvaku.
Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo viduh sa kale neha mahata yogo nashtah parantapa.
This supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science, as it is, appears to be lost.
Sa evayam maya tedya, yogah proktah puratanah, bhakto sime sakha cheti, rahasyam hyetad uttamam.
That very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you because you are my devotee as well as my friend and can therefore understand the transcendental mystery of this science.
Arjuna uvacha aparam bhavato janma param janma vivasvatah katham etad vijaniyam tvamadau proktavaniti.
Arjuna said, the sun god Vivasvan is senior by birth to you. How am I to understand that in the beginning you instructed this science to him?
Shri Bhagavan uvacha Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacharjuna tanyaham veda sarvani natvam vetha parantapa.
The personality of Godhead said, many, many births both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them. But you cannot, O subduer of the enemy.
Ajopi san avyayatma bhutanam ishvaropi san prakritim svam adhishthaya sambhavam yatma mayaya.
Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all living entities, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form.
Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata Abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srajamyaham.
Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself.
Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharmasam sthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge.
To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I myself appear, millennium after millennium.
Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naitimam eti sorjuna.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
Vita raga bhayak krodha man maya mam upashrita bahavo jnana tapasa puta mad bhavam agata.
Being freed from attachment, fear and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me.
Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stathaiva bhajamyaham mama vartmanu vartante manushyah partha sarvashah.
As all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha.
Kangshantah karmanam siddhim yajanta iha devata kshipram hi manushe loke siddhir bhavati karmaja.
Men in this world desire success in fruitive activities, and therefore they worship the demigods. Quickly, of course, men get results from fruitive work in this world.
Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam gunakarma vibhagashah tasya kartaram api mam vidhyakartaram avyayam.
According to the three modes of material nature, and the work associated with them, the four divisions of human society are created by me. And although I am the creator of this system, you should know that I am yet the non-doer, being unchangeable.
Namam karmani limpanti, name karma phale spriha, itimam yo bhijanati, karma bhirna sabhadhyate.
There is no work that affects me, nor do I aspire for the fruits of action. One who understands this truth about me also does not become entangled in the fruitive reactions of work.
Evam jhatva kritam karma purvair api mumukshubih kuru karmaiva tasmatvam purvaih purvataram kritam.
All the liberated souls in ancient times acted with this understanding of my transcendental nature. Therefore, you should perform your duty following in their footsteps.
Kim karma kim akarmeti kavayopyatra mohita tatte karma pravakshyami yajghatva mokshyase shubhat.
Even the intelligent are bewildered in determining what is action and what is inaction. Now I shall explain to you what action is, knowing which you shall be liberated from all misfortune.
Karmano hyapi bodhavyam, bodhavyam cha vikarmana, akarmanas cha bodhavyam, gahana karmano gati.
The intricacies of action are very hard to understand. Therefore, one should know properly what action is, what forbidden action is, and what inaction is.
Karmanya karmayah pasyed, akarmani cha karmayah, sa buddhiman manushyeshu, sa yuktah kritsna karmakrit.
One who sees inaction in action, and action in inaction, is intelligent among men, and he is in the transcendental position, although engaged in all sorts of activities.
Yasya sarve samarambha kama sankalpa varjita jnanagni dagdha karmanam tam ahuh panditam buddha.
One is understood to be in full knowledge whose every endeavor is devoid of desire for sense gratification. He is said by sages to be a worker for whom the reactions of work have been burned up by the fire of perfect knowledge.
Tyaktva karma phala sangam nitya tripto nirashraya karmanyabhipravrittopi naiva kinchit karoti sah.
Abandoning all attachment to the results of his activities, ever satisfied and independent, he performs no fruitive action, although engaged in all kinds of undertakings.
Nirashir yatachittatma tyakta sarva parigraha shariram kevalam karma kurvan naapnoti kilbisham.
Such a man of understanding acts with mind and intelligence perfectly controlled, gives up all sense of proprietorship over his possessions, and acts only for the bare necessities of life. Thus working, he is not affected by sinful reactions.
Yadrichha labha santushto dvandva tito vimatsara samah siddha vasiddhaucha kritvapina nibadhyate.
He who is satisfied with gain which comes of its own accord, who is free from duality and does not envy, who is steady in both success and failure, is never entangled, although performing actions.
Gata sangasya muktasya jnanavasthita chetasa yajnayacharatah karma samagram pravilīyate.
The work of a man who is unattached to the modes of material nature and who is fully situated in transcendental knowledge merges entirely into transcendence.
Brahmarpanam brahmahavir brahmagnau brahmanahutam brahmaivatena gantavyam brahma karma samadhina.
A person who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness is sure to attain the spiritual kingdom because of his full contribution to spiritual activities, in which the consummation is absolute and that which is offered is of the same spiritual nature.
Daivam eva pare yajnam yoginah paryupasate brahmagnav apare yajnam yajnenai vopajuhvati.
Some yogis perfectly worship the demigods by offering different sacrifices to them, and some of them offer sacrifices in the fire of the Supreme Brahman.
Shrotra dinindriyanyanye samyam agnishu juhvati shabda din vishayan anya indriyagnishu juhvati.
Some, the unadulterated brahmacharis, sacrifice the hearing process and the senses in the fire of mental control, and others, the regulated householders, sacrifice the objects of the senses in the fire of the senses.
Sarvanindriya karmani prana karmani chapare atma samyama yogagnau juhvati jnana deepite.
Others, who are interested in achieving self-realization through control of the mind and senses, offer the functions of all the senses and of the life breath as oblations into the fire of the controlled mind.
Dravya yajnas tapo yajna yoga yajnas tathapare svadhyaya jnana yajnascha yatayah samshita vratah.
Having accepted strict vows, some become enlightened by sacrificing their possessions, and others by performing severe austerities, by practicing the yoga of eightfold mysticism, or by studying the Vedas to advance in transcendental knowledge.
Apane juhvati pranam, prane panam tathapare, prana pana gati rudhva, pranayama parayana, apare niyata hara. Pranan praneshu juhvati.
Still others, who are inclined to the process of breath restraint to remain in trance, practice by offering the movement of the outgoing breath into the incoming, and the incoming breath into the outgoing, and thus at last remain in trance, stopping all breathing. Others, curtailing the eating process, offer the outgoing breath into itself as a sacrifice.
Sarve pyete yajnavido yajna kshapita kalmasha yajna shishtham rita bhujo yanti brahma sanatanam.
All these performers who know the meaning of sacrifice become cleansed of sinful reactions, and having tasted the nectar of the results of sacrifices, they advance toward the supreme eternal atmosphere.
Nayam lokostya yajnasya kutonyah kurusattama.
O best of the Kuru dynasty, without sacrifice, one can never live happily on this planet or in this life. What then of the next?
Evam bahuvidha yajna vitata brahmano mukhe karmajan vidhittan sarvan evam jhatva vimokshase.
All these different types of sacrifice are approved by the Vedas, and all of them are born of different types of work. Knowing them as such, you will become liberated.
Shreyan dravyamayad yajnyaj jhana yajnya parantapa sarvam karma khilam partha jhane parisamapyate.
O chastiser of the enemy, the sacrifice performed in knowledge is better than the mere sacrifice of material possessions. After all, O son of Pritha, all sacrifices of work culminate in transcendental knowledge.
Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jhanam jhaninas tattva darshinah.
Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth.
Yajjnhatva na punar moham evam yasyasi pandava yena bhutan yasheshani drakshyasyatman yathomai.
Having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, you will never fall again into such illusion, for by this knowledge you will see that all living beings are but part of the Supreme, or, in other words, that they are mine.
Apichedasi papebhya sarvebhya papa krittama sarvam jnana plave naiva vrijinam santarishyasi.
Even if you are considered to be the most sinful of sinners, when you are situated in the boat of transcendental knowledge, you will be able to cross over the ocean of miseries.
Yathai dhamsi samidhognir bhasmasat kurute arjuna jhanagnis sarva karmani bhasmasat kurute tatha.
As a blazing fire turns firewood to ashes, O Arjuna, so does the fire of knowledge burn to ashes all reactions to material activities.
Nahi jnanena sadrusham pavitram iha vidyate tat svayam yoga samsiddha kalenatmani vindati.
In this world, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism, and one who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time.
Shraddhavan labhate jnanam tatparah samyatendriyah jnanam labdhva param shantim achirenadhigacchati.
A faithful man who is dedicated to transcendental knowledge and who subdues his senses is eligible to achieve such knowledge, and having achieved it, he quickly attains the supreme spiritual peace.
Agnyascha shraddhadhanascha samshayatma vinashyati nayam lokosti napparo na sukham samshayatmanah.
But ignorant and faithless persons who doubt the revealed scriptures do not attain God consciousness. They fall down. For the doubting soul, there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next.
Yoga sanyasta karmanam jnana sanchinna samshayam atmavantam na karmani nibadhnanti dhananjaya.
One who acts in devotional service, renouncing the fruits of his actions and whose doubts have been destroyed by transcendental knowledge, is situated factually in the self. Thus, he is not bound by the reactions of work, O conqueror of riches.
Tasmat ajnana sambhutam hrittham jnana sinatmana chitvainam samshayam yogam atishto tishtha bharata.
Therefore, the doubts which have arisen in your heart out of ignorance should be slashed by the weapon of knowledge. Armed with yoga, O Bharata, stand and fight.